We're heading to our march on Big Pharma to educate everyone where the real center of power is. The real enemy is not in Washington, D.C. They're not in City Hall. They're not in state houses. The real enemy is in a very small five-block radius. That center of power is Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Everyone, we're here in Kendall Square, Galaxy Park. We're here because we need to educate people, educate the world, where the real center of power is. This place here, which is called Kendall Square, is fundamentally the center of the military-industrial academic complex. We're doing a tour here. We're here to teach people today. We have a lot of people here who are going to be giving talks along the way. We're going to go to Google, which is a center of censorship. They take these young minds and they start having them work at Google. What they're doing is using these very smart people to destroy the First Amendment. In fact, the First Amendment has already been destroyed. And where does Google get all of its students from, all of its talent? Well, right up the street, there's MIT. We're going to walk to one of the labs at MIT called the MIT Media Lab, unfortunately, filthy place, funded by Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein. And then we're going to walk over to the building, which is known as the MIT Stata Center, and that's really the Department of Electrical Engineering. Gates funded that. And then we're going to walk over to two big pharma institutions, which are one block within each other, Pfizer, as well as Moderna. And then we're going to end at Draper Labs, which is funded by DARPA, pure military. And all of this is literally within about a 4 or 5 block radius. So that's what we're going to do. Kendall Square, the center of the military-industrial academic complex, which powers Big Pharma. Trillions of dollars are flowing through here. This center of power funds the prostitutes, aka politicians, in City Hall, aka politicians in state houses, and in Washington, D.C. The not-so-obvious establishment misleaders always organize protests begging in Washington, D.C. because they're part of the establishment. They do not want to focus people on the real center of power here. But our movement, the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement, is going to keep educating people on this singular point. So I hope you enjoy our march tour. We're going to be heading down to Google. Okay, so join us there. Thank you.
All right, so my name is Jason. I'm here with Truth, Freedom, and Health. As most of you know, Google's in charge of censorship right now, and we don't have free speech in this country. Think about it. The only time you really have a free speech is when you knock on your neighbor's door. Other than that, they're watching what you say, and that's thanks to Google. I also want to point out that these young, intelligent kids coming from MIT, they use their bright minds to be the next group of people to censor you, and Google's right there behind us. Thank you.
Yeah, so Google's right there. Facebook is actually over there. So all of them are here. Do you notice how much construction is going on there? Billions of dollars are flowing in here. This is called the Koch Institute over here, by the way.
Turn over here. This is called the Koch Institute, funded by the Koch brothers.
So they just funded this building. A lot of the mRNA research was done right here. Over to the MIT Media Lab.
Good afternoon. Welcome to this phase of our deep state journey through the military-industrial academic complex. We're standing here in front of the MIT Media Lab. And what is significant about here, one of the things they do is election research and basically tell you that everything's fine with elections, nothing to see here, move along. Also, Jeffrey Epstein, the notable pedophile child trafficker, funded this very institution, the MIT Media Lab. When the money was taken from Epstein, the president of MIT knew. These guys take funding from shady sources like Jeffrey Epstein. That's what is actually controlling things like election research, media research. Dr. Shiva, our fearless leader here, has a master's degree from the MIT Media Lab, and he could have sold out as well, but he didn't. And that's one of the reasons I stand by him, because he's taken the knowledge, he is actually still pursuing truth, and that's something that I stand for as well.
Thank you, Kristen. It was frankly disgusting that none of the students here, in fact, even protested. That wasn't how it was 20, 30 years ago.
We know the vaccine's for, idiots.
What is it? What's your degree in? Yeah, so I have my PhD in biological engineering, you idiot. So I have my PhD in biological engineering from MIT. Okay? So let's talk about science. Why don't you come on over here and let's have a discussion? If you're so confident. That's right. Walk on, because you won't have a discussion. Yes. Why don't you have a discussion with a PhD in biological engineering from MIT? You won't, because you're part of the censorship infrastructure. So anyway, that was a dumb MIT student. Most of the students at MIT today are being trained to be dumb. They're trained to get a degree, but to be dumb. That's what's unfortunate. The MIT president, Raphael Reif, knew after he was convicted, he still took money from him. And then what did the liberal elites do? They ran a little commission to do an investigation. And then all it was covered up and whitewashed. They got rid of the director. That was sort of the scapegoat. They threw him under the bus. But the reality is they took money from Epstein even though he was convicted. And this is the media lab. Most of the research going on here is how to manipulate people, collecting data on people, watching social media, and essentially saying all elections are fine. So anyway, we just came from Google. Students go here. They start working over there to do censorship. We're now going to march over to the Stata Center, which is over there.
Hi, my name is Frank Licata, and we're at the MIT Stata Center here in the background. That's the engineering department. I'm a blue-collar worker. I'm a tradesperson. I'm an electrician. I've been working for myself for over 30 years, and a lot of times we get blueprints from so-called engineers and scratch our head and say, what were they thinking? But in this case here, they probably didn't even have blueprints. I'm told the way that the architect designed this here is they took a paper bag and crumpled it up and threw it on the ground and said that's the shape of the building. That's why they have a lot of problems with it, leaks and so forth. And MIT has got a lawsuit against the architect, from what I understand. That's the engineering. And it should be noted that Dr. Shiva, one of his degrees is in electrical engineering. He's got a bachelor's in electrical engineering. He's got many degrees. Bill Gates funded this building. Now, that's the same Bill Gates that wants to depopulate the world, that says there's way too many people. The man that made his money off of computer viruses is now making his money off of human viruses. Myself, personally, I'm not going to take health advice from somebody who says there's too many people in the world. To me, that doesn't make sense. I make my own decisions.
Over there is the Department of Biological Engineering, where I got my MIT PhD from. The latest foundations of science says it's the right medicine for the right person at the right time.
And it's called personalized and precision medicine. So these guys know where medicine should go, yet they tell everyone should get the exact same medicine. Does that add up? It doesn't add up. You can see it's one rule for them and another rule for everyone else. Just notice how close everything is. Media Lab, Department of Electrical Engineering, Gates. Over there was Google. And then within a few blocks, you're going to hit Pfizer and Moderna. You see? They're all integrated as one. They're all one fraternity. The center of power is not Washington, D.C. It's not city halls. So when you have these idiots like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's been misleading the movement for many years, telling people to march to Washington, D.C., you have to really understand it's all bullshit. This is the center of power. So now we're going to go over to Pfizer.
That company, Akamai, owns all content distribution on the internet. You guys know that? Akamai's up there. So if you build a website and you want your website to have content so it shows up everywhere fast, they distribute all your content. One company could shut down your website globally. How do we protect against that? We got to build a mesh network. That's how we protect against it. We need to build a people's network. That is one centralized company that controls most of what's called content distribution network, CDN. Think about how much power is here, technological power to control people's lives.
All right, here we are, right in front of Pfizer. Come on up. You guys can join our movement. It's a bottoms-up movement, folks. This building right here, you can see the logo right behind me, is Pfizer. We've been on this tour for about 20 minutes, I would say.
23 minutes.
Pfizer has made $1.3 million in that 20 minutes that we've been walking. They make $65,000 a minute, folks. $1,000 a second. They make it off you. They make it off you. They don't care about this. The projects over here on the other side, all they care about is money. They don't care about your health at all. Our movement is the only movement right now that's a bottoms-up movement that's going to change anything. We've got to build a bottoms-up movement with people like us. I drive a truck. We got welders. We got social workers. We got electricians. Folks, this is what we need. The only way things have changed in the past is a bottoms-up working movement. That's what true freedom and health has done. And our leader, Dr. Shiva, Dr. Shiva here, he cannot be bought. He has more integrity in his whole body than I have in my toenail. This guy is unbelievable. Pfizer, all you people in that building, you guys have given your careers, your lives up to the big money. That's all it is. It's about money. You don't care about people. You don't care about people over here. You don't care about these people in the cars. No. You don't care about that policeman back there. No. All you care about is money. We need to form a movement, which we're doing, true freedom and health today. True freedom and health. True freedom and health.
So you have Pfizer right here, and Jerry's right here. Jerry's a Texan. As Jerry said, look at the contradiction here. You got a company here that makes $65,000 a minute. $65,000 a minute. This company lost $25 billion over the last decade. Pfizer's been bleeding money. Pfizer's about to crash and burn. Who helped save them? Donald Trump did. Yes, he did. A lot of us voted for him, but he sold us out. Donald Trump passed Operation Warp Speed, which allowed them to warp speed a medicine without really any testing. And that has resulted in this company now, in the last 1 year, making $40 billion. $25 billion in one quarter, Pfizer made all the money they lost in 1 year. They're firing first responders. Many of the restaurants have gone out of business. Many people can't even afford good housing anymore. But these guys are making $65,000 a minute. But meanwhile, the misleaders in the movement have people going and begging to politicians. That's people like this scumbag Kennedy Jr. And we have to expose him, unfortunately, because that's why these movements don't grow. The Pfizer vaccine, even if you look at it from a very simple way, its efficacy is only 6 months, which means every 6 months, it's like the Schick razor. You got to keep getting the booster over and over and over again. An amazing recurring revenue model. And this is what our movement's got to explain to people. We got to break people away from the right and the left and build a bottoms-up movement. But it begins with understanding the centers of power. So our movement is trying to split the atom of consciousness. And once we have his consciousness raised, he goes raises someone else's, and we have a real movement. We're not here to play theater watching Trump versus Biden or Trump versus Hillary or whatever the hell. It's all theater. It's WWE wrestling. We're here to build a bottoms-up movement. So now we're going to march down to Moderna. Look at the distance here. From here, two blocks is Moderna.
All right, everyone, we're here in front of Moderna today. My name's John Medler. What I want to talk to you about today is the importance of breaking away, not just from the obvious establishment that we see right here, but the not so obvious establishment. There's a lot of people right now that are marching in Washington, D.C., having a giant circus trying to imitate Martin Luther King, who himself was the not so obvious establishment of his day compared to real change agents like Malcolm X. The politicians are nothing but prostitutes. We should go after their paymasters, but we also need to expose the not so obvious establishment. And those are the people that are misleading people. They do background deals. They want to preserve their own little cliques. They're like, oh, no, we can't have Dr. Shiva in there. Even though when we are the ones out there spearheading everything, we're the ones out here exposing where the center of power and the paymasters of these prostitute politicians actually are. We're not waiting for a coalition of other groups to come behind us. And that's the difference between genuine change agents and people who just follow the herd. I see a genuine group of change agents here, working people who actually solve problems for a living versus people who just do rallies for the sake of rallies.
One of the first things people say is, well, why don't you reach out to some of these other people? Why don't you, you know, make nice with RFK? Why don't you make nice with Donald Trump? We've already done the olive branch.
When Dr. Shiva went down to New Jersey in 2019 to fight the forced vaccination bills there, he went there and started organizing a militant bottoms-up movement, thousands of people protesting against a bill to get rid of the religious exemptions. Then Bobby Kennedy parachuted in, and initially Dr. Shiva offered him the olive branch. But as soon as Kennedy realized, oh crap, this guy's actually building an actual movement, I won't be able to make money off of this, then he stabbed us in the back. Every time someone says, oh, you should partner with this group, you should partner with that group, usually we've already tried. The only people that we actually want to partner with are people that follow the right principles. So if you're willing to follow the right principles, if you're willing to actually build a movement, decentralized, bottoms up, we'll give you the training, we'll give you the infrastructure. We're not interested in just following the herd wherever the circus is going. That's the point that I want to make today. So I'll hand it back to Dr. Shiva. Thank you very much.
There's always been three forces. One is a force of the establishment that wants to keep
keep things as they are. We just went on the tour. We're going to finish up with Draper Labs, which is right there, which is the center of the military power, or Moderna, or MIT. These are the obvious establishment. Everyone understand? That's one force. The second force is what we call the not-so-obvious establishment. And until people understand that this force is the most dangerous force against humanity and people, we'll keep thinking that the not-so-obvious establishment is actually the fighting force. If you look at the civil rights movement, there was a original true bottoms-up movement coming up, and the not-so-obvious establishment was unleashed by the establishment to make sure that movement was hijacked. And the person who did that was Robert F. Kennedy Sr., Bobby Kennedy, the brother of John Kennedy. He was listening to all the phone calls of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. Malcolm X was a representative of bottoms-up change. Frankly, Martin Luther King was top-down. He was a bougie Southern Baptist preacher, and he was anointed by the Kennedys, and they did the big march on Washington. Everyone heard about that, right? I have a dream. A lot of people are wondering, we don't care about a dream. We want real results. So the establishment always does theater. They always write some good speeches. They got musicians. It's all theater. They did this march on Washington, put Martin Luther King, who was, by the way, had a lot of drug issues, was banging everyone here and there, and he was compromised. So they controlled Martin Luther King, top-down movement, and what ended up happening at the end of that was the movement, which really wanted infrastructure in the inner cities for poor blacks and poor whites, was hijacked, and then the entire civil rights movement ended up becoming about don't use the N-word and affirmative action. And what that has done is pitted poor blacks against poor whites. Racism continues to serve the establishment. Blacks and whites fight against each other, and there's been no infrastructure in the inner cities. The condition of a black male today, literacy rate is worse than before civil rights. So how can you say Martin Luther King and the Kennedys did anything? What they did was they hijacked the movement. So that's a second force, the not-so-obvious establishment. But there is, fortunately, in history, been a third force. And that third force is a revolutionary movement, a bottoms-up people. So every time it tries to come up, the not-so-obvious establishment snuffs it out because they didn't have the right political theory until our movement. And my whole life has been about figuring that out based on where I came from, which is from working-class people in New Jersey. I never forgot where I came from. I didn't get sucked into this monstrosity. And that's why our movement is so dangerous, because we have working people and we have the science to understand that how to build that third force in the movement, which is the bottoms-up movement with the right political theory. And that's why we created the movement. Whether there's one person here, two people, five people, we don't care. It's the right political theory that will win. Guys like me were supposed to be a professor at MIT, become part of the military-industrial academic complex. I'm a traitor to them. That's a good thing. This is about you and you and you and you. This movement's about you. It's not about celebrities and it's not about theater. Okay, let's finish up. We're going to march down to Draper Labs. Anyone who Draper Labs is? DARPA. Who is DARPA? Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. They're the ones who actually created the original mRNA technology, if you really wield it back, for a soldier to go into a environment. Let's say there was a lot of germ warfare. So you would take a jab of something, you would get protection for a short period of time, and you could come out of it. Well, that's the technology transfer. That's it's sort of coincidental. DARPA's there, Moderna's here, mRNA. It went from there to here, right? And then they get the students from there to work here, and then they get the professors there who start these companies. So it's all one big incestuous shit show. That's what it is. We got to go right at the center of power, not at the secondary or tertiary commandos, the prostitutes. Okay? So let's go over to DARPA. All right, guys, here we are in front of Draper Labs. Draper Labs, they do a lot of secret work for the military complex. I used to call on these guys when I sold semiconductors when I first came in here. I'd park in that garage, I would go in there and have meetings in the lobby. Every now and then, I had to go inside the building. To go inside the building, you had to sign all these forms, they had to do background checks, had to do all this stuff. And the reason is because they keep secrets. All these guys, everything's a secret to these guys, and they don't tell us anything, but they just suck money out of us. That's all they do, is just continue to suck money out of us, and they keep us scared. That's what they do. They keep us scared of communists, they keep us scared of Islamic terrorists, they keep us scared of everything, and that's how they get money from everybody. Now what are we scared of? What are they scaring us? They're scaring us of a virus that you can't even see.
They have endless wars on terrorism. Now we got an endless war on a virus. You know, a virus you can't see. Where's the virus? There's a virus there. There's one there. It's all over the place. Where the heck is the virus? You wear a mask. You gotta wear a mask because your virus is everywhere. Guys, come on. Let's get a clue. The only thing that's gonna stop this is a bottoms-up movement that Dr. Shiva has.
Anyway, this is the end of our tour. Hope everyone had a good time, but I think it's a good place to end. But the goal here is to educate people. It's a harder process. It's a little, takes a little more investment of time, but we will keep bringing people here and educating them on what's really going on. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah.
It's a bitter cold day, but we came out. So everyone should be proud of themselves, because what everyone did here today is far more powerful than a bunch of cattle in buses going to Washington, D.C. That's why our movement has to grow in a very methodical way. Tell all your people to go learn. They begin with getting educated. They got to understand beyond left and right. We cannot afford to follow another Donald Trump or another Bernie Sanders or another Barack Obama. We have to build a movement bottoms up. We cannot afford to do that anymore. And we end up here worse and worse and worse. Okay, everyone, thank you. We love it.